Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're not live. I'll explain that later. But we are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays, right here, right now, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. That number, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't call it, but it's 1-800-878-7529. It's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck, beard, and mouth-breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
As I mentioned last week, my producer, Daniel, is off this week at a conference. So I had to record this week's show. So unfortunately, I will not have SmackDown results for you. But I can talk about Collision tonight, talk about Rampage last night, and I think we've got something really special for you today. The Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame results are out. Lots of people have been inducted this year, including Roman Reigns, the Young Bucks, and many others. But one of the ones that I voted for that has been included finally this year, and I think it's very well deserved. He was one of Hulk Hogan's biggest drawing opponents, part of the biggest house show run with Hulk Hogan in history. Drew over 60,000 fans to Toronto in 1986, a huge territory star, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. And joining us on the show today, we're going to talk to his son, Travis Orndorff. And Travis is very well spoken, loved his dad very much. You'll hear that when we talk to him. I think it's a very good interview, so stick around for that. I think you're going to enjoy it. We'll talk about Rampage and Collision and much more. Stand by. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles, $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th. 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. Coming up, we're going to talk to the son of one of the newest members of the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, Travis Orndorff, the son of Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. And it's very funny how he found out about his dad's induction. We'll talk about that coming up just a few minutes here, Wrestling Observer Live. Couple of things to talk about. If you're listening to this right now on Sports Byline, I recorded this on Thursday because I don't have a producer. So I apologize that I don't know what happened on SmackDown. But the build to Survivor Series has been excellent. I think a lot of people are excited, and rightfully so. Looks like Speedball Mike Bailey is expected to join AEW. His contract apparently with TNA wrapped up about 2 weeks ago. And I'm very happy for Mike Bailey. Hope he gets the bag. I mean, that guy, he's like a pocket Kenny Omega. He just pull him out, boom, has a great match. Great performance, time after time after time. And I'm glad to see he's apparently finally getting rewarded. I mean, TNA is a great platform, but you're only going to be seen by so many people. A guy his size, I don't know how well you're going to necessarily do in WWE with the relationship with TNA. So, Japan or AEW, probably the best place for a guy of Mike Bailey's size, skill, and ability. So, very happy for Speedball Mike Bailey. Very good episode of Rampage last night. Lots of good wrestling. As always, good wrestling, not always a lot of storyline development. But as Tony likes to say, I think this episode of Rampage was for the sickos. I don't really like that term, but it's what they say, for the sickos. Hikaru Shida beat Layla Gray with the Falcon Arrow. She's looked sharp since she's been back. And Layla Gray has done a great job, you know, with the limited matches that she's had. You know, there are so many women, particularly in AEW, who have really upgraded and improved this past year. Queen Aminata, Layla Gray, Anna Jay, so many others. It's been, Harley Cameron. Can't forget Harley Cameron. So it's great to see so many people putting in the work and upgrading, and it's noticeable. You love to see that. Also on the show, Mark Briscoe beat Ari Daivari with smart Mark Sterling with the froggy bow. Ari Daivari, very skilled wrestler. Mark Briscoe, always a lot of fun. During the match, Rocky Romero, part of the conglomeration, came out and kept Mark Sterling from interfering, which led to the finish of the match. Briscoe gave Sterling the J-Driller after the match was over. Another good match, Commander beat Rocky Romero with the Celito Lindo. Another good match, finish, they didn't quite hit the Celito Lindo, but everything else, pretty good. Rocky's lucha experience, I thought, really helped the match. He was a very good opponent for Commander. Roosh and Beast Mortos with Drillistico in their corner beat Richard Holiday and Alex Price. And Roosh pinned Holiday after the running double feet into the corner. Holiday, who's a very good wrestler, has a lot of experience, was stretchered out. He did the job, but was very professional in everything he did. And then the main event, definitely for the sickos. Ricochet beat Dante Martin from Top Flight with the Spirit Gun in a fun high-flying match. Dante held his own. And if you're a fan of Ricochet or Dante Martin, definitely if you recorded it, watch that match. A lot of fun. Definitely for the sickos. I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of that. And also tonight, Collision. An excellent show. Again, if you're a sicko, you're going to love it. Mina Shirakawa and Harley Cameron had their match. No spoilers, but if you saw the promo they did on Dynamite, the match lives up to all the shimmies and all the shaking and all that stuff. And Mina, very over in Albany. Albany responded to a lot of people who have been on WWE TV. But Mina, they loved her too. Daniel Garcia had a great match with Johnny TV, with the MXM Collection in their corner. Good match. And again, people in Albany responded to Johnny TV and the MXM Collection. Shelton Benjamin, along with MVP. Another great match with Commander, of all people. Yes, Commander. Again, no spoilers. But Shelton Benjamin is an excellent base for Commander. And again, no spoilers, but Commander got more offense than you would expect. But I thought it actually made the match more entertaining. Powerhouse Hobbs faced off against Bear Bronson. The Acclaimed faced Roosh to find out who's going to be the final team to qualify for the four-way tag team title match at Full Gear. Again, the Acclaim faced Roosh and Beast Mortos. Forgot to mention that. Alexi interviewed FTR. They had some thoughts on their loss on Dynamite and what the future holds for FTR. And then in the main event, Mariah May defended the AEW World's Women's title against Anna Jay in a no DQ match. And really, what it was a hardcore match. Both women brought plunder to the ring, a lot of different weapons. The crowd chanted, "This is awesome." And again, no spoilers, but a very, very good match. AEW world champion John Moxley on video backstage. Cut a promo on Orange Cassidy and a Full Gear. And then tonight you will see at the very end of Collision, the world premiere of the AEW Full Gear Guns N' Roses November Rain video. So that should be a lot of fun. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to the son of Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. Paul Orndorff just inducted into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. I first met Travis Orndorff at Cauliflower Alley a few years ago when Paul got an award, and they both spoke. And the love and the relationship that Paul and Travis had was so apparent, and just how much they talked about their relationship and what they mean to each other. It was so sweet, and one of the most touching speeches I think I've ever seen anywhere. Travis has got tremendous stories about his dad, about growing up as the son of Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, during his 80s peak, when he was one of the most hated men in wrestling. He went on the road with his dad. So we'll tell some road stories, talk about his dad and his career, and what this award means to Travis and his family, and what he thinks it would mean to his dad. So stand by. I think this is a very good interview. We'll talk to the son of Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, Travis Orndorff, coming up next. Stand by. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
So joining us now is the son of Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, Travis Orndorff. Now, Travis, you didn't know what happened until I messaged you. You saw a bunch of stuff on X?
Well, you know, Tyler Ellenick is a producer of all of the social media sites, and he sent me a message that there was stuff going on in X, and I was like, okay. And so I go in and look, and I'm seeing congratulations, congratulations. And I'm like, for what? What happened? You posted it. And I was like, oh, okay. I think I'm getting walked down this path now. So I was very excited to connect the dots. And I was familiar with the Observer, but, you know, I had no clue that my father was being inducted today. So there was all these posts that, after that, I was able to kind of, you know, research it and find out a little bit more. And there was these posts from all these different magazines. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty amazing. This is really cool. So it's one of those things that it's an honor. And I think it's so meaningful to me because to be voted in, people are like, oh, you know, this should have happened years ago. Right. And I think to myself, how crazy is it that even after all these years he's been away, he made such an impact that people still remember him and still voted for him. Specifically, as I understand it, folks, the journalists like yourself and historians that have an appreciation for the work he did. And I believe this as well, as I mentioned earlier to you when we were getting ready. I just believe in divine timing. And with everything that we've done through the social media pages since his passing, you know, I'm hopeful and grateful that somebody's going to have the opportunity to find out my dad, find out who he was and what he did and the quality of his work ethic and the quality of his matches and his intensity. And they're going to get to experience Mr. Wonderful for the first time based on this award and the recognition he's receiving from it.
Yeah, you mentioned Paul Orndorff was ninth among reporters, seventh among historians, 14th among active professional wrestlers, and 19th among retired professional wrestlers. And that last stat surprises me. I would have guessed your dad would have done much better among retired pro wrestlers, but I don't understand all the dynamics and politics that go into these things.
Well, I don't know how the voting works. I don't see the ballots.
Yeah.
What I would share is, you know, we all have relationships that we are connected to. I'm sure there are people that were on that list that were more than worthy of a vote. And so evidently there are, you know, a lot of people in the world that are just smarter than others. And that's why those people voted for my dad. Just asking. So, no, I think sometimes it's always about what is current in our minds and what we see, what we choose to absorb, from the internet and social media. So those folks that voted, you know, in different ways, it's all about, you know, what's relevant to you and the relationships you have in the industry. And let's just be honest, my dad's, you know, he passed away just under 3.5 years ago, and he hasn't wrestled in, you know, 24 years. So this is what I personally think is cool, Jim, because I just look at the overall total and I'm just grateful. Like, how cool is it? My dad is still, you know, relevant in a world that could easily make him irrelevant. But in my mind, I saw that a current WWE superstar, which kind of makes sense, Roman Reigns was voted, and dad only received 16 less votes. So for my dad to, you know, to have that parallel, dad got the second most actual votes, even though it was the third most percentage. And so for him to be that close in a vote category with somebody that is a current wrestler, to me, that's pretty amazing. And that alone is a honor in and of itself.
Not just a current wrestler, the current wrestler. Now, you know, I saw virtually all of your dad's career. And, you know, basically a star pretty much, you know, not long after he started. You know, he was a North American champion for Bill Watts, Southern champion for Jerry Jarrett. He was the national heavyweight champion when Georgia champion Chip Wrestling was huge. And that belt meant so much because it was seen all over the country on Superstation WTBS. Obviously, first WrestleMania main event. Hulk Hogan's maybe his biggest drawing opponent as far as they had the biggest house show run in history all over the country. Drew 60-some thousand fans to Toronto in 1986. Your dad got two heel runs against Hulk Hogan in WWF in 85 and 86, which again, you know, speaks to the way fans perceived him. And I would say, even after he left WWF and he was in WCW in the 90s, you know, he was a world tag team champion, but also, even though he wasn't still that main event, in his 40s, he looked great, he still wrestled great, but I think what adds to his legacy is that even though he wasn't on top, he showed a new facet of his personality, doing more comedy with, you know, Gary Spivey and that psychic network or whatever the thing Gary Spivey did, and looking in the mirror. And, you know, so much of his career was, I'm a tough guy. I'm a heel tough guy. I'm a babyface tough guy. But he was a man's man. But I thought the comedic touch he also showed in the 90s added to his legacy and showed his diversity as a performer.
Yeah, so I will tell you, I hated that Gary Spivey bit. Like, I remember when I saw it the first time, I was like, oh, Dad, this is not great. Hulk Hogan, in many ways, exemplified a generation around those years from 1980 to 1988, where, you know, America was, from a world perspective, was establishing itself in a different way. I think people don't realize how close to, you know, the British and the colonization of Britain across the world started to diminish. And so America, you know, began to grow into a very much a pride type division of its history, you know, not to compare it to World War II, but I think there are a lot of parallels to that level of commitment to our country. And so the Hogan runs for me, I was and still am a very serious guy. And I much more enjoyed Dad's intensity. And I think, you know, if he wrestled today, there's no question in my mind he would be a top wrestler. But if you even just go back and watch how far away the you know, this is before the entrances were built and everybody came down the same ramp one at a time with their name up on the board. And, you know, wrestling just looked different. And so one of my favorite things about Dad was when he came to the ring and he did one of two things. He looked so intense that, you know, you think that he could break a rock with his teeth, and he's running into the ring in a robe. And he just has that look like he's about to kill somebody. And then on the other side of that, he would be walking out and he'd go as slow as possible, right? Like, so whether he was a babyface or a heel, he did things that just looked real, period. And that level of intensity is something that I always appreciated. Now, you shorten the runway and you're bringing people in on a ramp versus through a crowd, and crowd sizes change and TV changes. you know, he adapted. He adapted. I very much, and I think a lot of people always preferred his 80s run, because that really, in my mind, was a lot of who he was and how he dealt with those inner demons that allowed him to come from humble beginnings and become a professional wrestler at the top of the beginning of the WWF. And then, you know, what people don't know about my dad is he was absolutely hilarious. Like, I can't tell you how many ribs I got, like, over my lifetime, or jokes, or, you know, picking back and forth. Like, that personality you saw in the 90s, that was also who he was. Like, that you saw a different side of my dad, but all of them were real. All of them were authentic. And I think because he had a good sense of humor about all this, you know, I often tell people, if your identity is solely based on one character you played for 40 years, you're likely to lose your mind, you know. But, you know, if an actor were to do that, we would think that was insane. Somebody played a certain part in Hamlet their entire life, you know, you diversify. Well, I think one of the things that I appreciate the most about my dad's career is you can see the adaptation over the years as things change. And he was willing to be vulnerable and expose a little more of himself as he grew into that. But my dad never, you know, my dad never forgot where he came from, who he was, his morals, values, and principles. He had a short fuse. There's no question about that. He wasn't a saint, but he was authentic. And whether it was the 90s or the 80s, you still saw him go in fifth gear at 8,000 RPMs every time he was inside of a Swerve Circle.
We're talking with Travis Orndorff, son of Paul Orndorff. We'll come back, talk more about him. I want to know, what was your dad most proud of in his career? Stand by, Wrestling Observer Live.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid through November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Lowe's honors our military community this Veterans Day and every day. To say thank you, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get 10% off everyday purchases, plus free silver key status with My Lowe's Rewards. It's our way of showing our gratitude to the brave people who have and continue to serve our country. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs,
seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
It's Wrestling Observer Live. It's Jim Valley. And the Observer Hall of Fame out on Friday and included in the class of 2024. Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. Joining us now, his son, Travis. And Travis, from what I see about your dad, and when we've talked, he was a man's man, he was a businessman, but was there something, anything in his wrestling career that he was most proud of or particularly proud of?
I think there are two things, and there's that with my father, you have to know there is a level of tenderness as amazing as a performer as he was inside the ring. He was a better father. And so his family, you know, and in spite of all that time on the road, I always say my dad wasn't always around, but he was present. And I think I spent more time with my dad on the road than most people spend with their dad that lives at home. So when I think about my dad, you got to know in his later years, as he started to soften up, when he didn't have to play that character, you know, off and on throughout his life, he began to really appreciate, and I saw him get emotional around fans that appreciated him and his work. And so I think the two sides of my dad, of things he accomplished, I think he was able to do something few people are able to do, which is kind of bask in the product and legacy you created. And he was able to appreciate that. I'm telling you, if he met somebody at one of the shows and dad was signing and they started telling the story, my dad listened to every word and hung on the end of it because he saw the impact he had on people's lives. And I remember when he would sit there and a young man would come up and say, I'm getting into the business. And I remember one time, I think we were at CAC, and the young man said, I'm looking at this, I'm looking at that. And he looks at me, he's like, son, you're a little pale. You need to get some sun on you. And I just started dying laughing. But he loved those interactions and people that appreciated his work. So I think that's, if I had to say the thing he was the most proud of, I would say it would be the fans that loved him and that showed him that level of love, because he put all he had into it. I think the second thing he is the most proud of is the, and he wore this ring, and I'm fortunate to still have it, is the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. That, I'll tie it into the Observer. Knowing the people that vote for you and them deciding to induct you, he very much appreciated when his peers recognized him. And so the journalists, the historians, the folks like yourself that are part of the Observer that have voted him in now, I believe this would be on par with the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame because of who is casting the vote, right? Like with WWE, and I'm not taking anything away from the Hall of Fame because that is meaningful in his career, and I think it's meaningful in his, overall story. But it was founded and built by Vince, and Vince is the one who made those decisions. And so when you have your peers and you have people that observe hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of matches, and they decide that you're one of the best who have ever done it, that is something that I don't know many people ever get to experience. We often don't find out from our peers at work how good of a job we do. But in his case, they voted him in not just once, but several times.
You know, when your dad was having his big run with Hulk Hogan, he injured his bicep. And he chose to stay out on the road, make money. And obviously, his arm atrophied, particularly toward the end. Was that a tough decision for your dad to make, to just keep going rather than getting it repaired?
So no, and here's the context of that question. you have to know that science in general, medication, you know, the things that have changed since 1980 to now, as far as surgery goes, are, you know, you're talking about like, it's not even comparable. So that surgery in the 1980s was way more invasive than what it would be today. And so at that time, he was on the road, he was hurt, he was tired. I think his identity as Mr. Wonderful was predicated on his body. And I think there was a part of him that was embarrassed that he knew what the outcome was going to be. He did not want a scar. The scar that they said that he was going to have at the time was much worse than what it was. So I don't, you know, from understanding him as a person, he loved being home. He loved going hunting. He went to all my games. He picked me up from school. We did things together on a regular basis. I don't think it was tough. I don't think he needed the fame in order to feel like he had achieved what he wanted in his career. So at the time, you know, he opted to leave WWF, now WWE, and pursue opening a business in Fayetteville, where I grew up. And that didn't go as planned. So he ended up going back to wrestling because that's what he knew. And, you know, at that time, you know, the surgery was still pretty similar. You move forward 6 years, I was 18 years old, and it had gotten to the point that, you know, he was losing complete use of his arm. And so that surgery and his arm had already atrophied became, you know, apparent he couldn't avoid it. So at that point, I would say, you know, he was working for Turner. You know, again, contracts, you know, industry had changed so dramatically. Science had changed dramatically. So at that point, he knew he had some level of ability to continue to work in the field that he did love and also stay at home, which turned into the power plant, right? And then he was injured that last time during his last wrestling match. And so I think the hardest thing for him was he had spent his entire life, and I can account for this just in my own life and experience with him. Jim, he knew every morsel of food that went in his body. You know, his body was his temple. And so as he saw him losing that, and, you know, it was emotionally devastating because I think he had built his career around that. In many ways, he built his life around it. But to move forward and to have the surgery, it wasn't a difficult decision at that point, but he was also almost 50 years old. And so, as you know, your career is in the twilight years, it becomes much easier to walk away from that than I think what he walked away from, you know, in 1987,
88. Gotcha. So you said you went on the road with your dad. Give us a story or two.
Oh, gosh. So let me think. You put me on, so I'll tell you, we went to Australia when I think I was 13 years old. And we went there for like 21 days. And I was obviously the youngest person there. And dad, you know, let me have a little bit of free reign. I was a little bit older. We were at a place called Wonderland, I think was the name of the amusement park.
I've been there.
And so we stayed there and they wrestled there in like kind of like a circus tent for several weeks. And so when we flew out there, we were in like first class, but like, I can't remember the name of the plane, but you know, you sit at the top level,
yep.
You know, they get the elevator, I think it was stairs back then, but you know, you sat at the top. I had my own like little room. It was amazing. I was like, you know, I remember the first time I flew coach was like when I was working at 23, I was like, this is horrible. What are y'all doing? This is not what I'm used to. Cause we always had the opportunity to fly first class as a kid. And so we were out there for 3 weeks, and I remember what do they call him? You know, the guy that was running the show.
The promoter.
I'm not the promoter. Thank you. I was thinking producer. So the promoter shorted him some of his check, and he had told him that he was going to pay for mine and my dad's flight out there, and he shorted him the money, which was my flight. And I know that he casually confronted him in an elevator And I don't know how he got him to go there, but when he got him there, he cornered him. And needless to say, after that conversation, which I'm sure was biblical, and when I say biblical, I mean like wrath of God kind of stuff, the gentleman decided it was in his best interest to go ahead and pay for my flight after all. That would be one. A second one I would say is, you know, it wasn't so much the places we went as much as it was like the experience around us, you know, because being with my dad was very consistent. And I always joke, like, you know, I've seen the entire country and every Holiday Inn. You know, that was kind of what we did. You went from place to place, Holiday, you know, not like we went out to dinner and, you know, saw sights in the city. But, you know, as a kid, we were young. I think I was 8 years old, and we were in, I never remember, and I think it happened at both, but different ways, like Philadelphia or Boston. We were up north, and we parked the car. I remember we walked in because it was very early, you know, but Dad, his heat was so bad, we had to kind of disappear. Like, it's not like we could just walk around, especially pre or post event. So we got there, and then when we left, they put us in an ambulance, and they drove us down the street. Dad's got the towel on his head, and we get in the car, and as we pull off, my understanding is either somebody with the ambulance or the security team told the fans where we were, because he hated my dad, and it was at the height of his heat. And so as we were pulling out, the fans started to try to push the car over. And I remember Dad grabbing me and putting me in the floorboard of the car as we were trying to get out of town. And the police finally came out and helped us. And, you know, we drove to the next city. And so there was always this level of intensity in my life in general. And then you throw in when the fans got involved. So being from Atlanta, I always tell people, I'm like, the kids were fine. It was the adults that were horrible, you know, and people saying horrible things about my dad, you know, to my face, very young, at a baseball game, right? Not, you know, just my little league baseball game. People saying obscene things about my dad. And so, you know, he sheltered me from it as much as possible. But every once in a while, I got thrown into the fire.
How old were you when he smartened you up?
You know, I'll be honest with you, Jim. I felt like that was understood from the time that I remember having a memory. You know, and I know the word kayfabe is used, you know, within the industry and so much more so back then. But I think when you see your father go through these different, you know, matches, even at a young age, you know, a child would be concerned about their daddy getting hurt, right? And I can remember being in situations at those times, and my dad be signing an autograph, and I might kind of peel off from him. And I always say I was born with a full vocabulary, and I would get kind of cornered by adults. Not that they meant harm. It was inappropriate thinking back, but they would ask me questions about wrestling and trying to get the answer out of me. And I could hear Dad, you know, probably 5 feet away, but maybe not next to him, say, kayfabe. And that meant shut up and get over here. And so I think from a very young age, I was aware of it. And what you got to know is when we went out, and I always think this is funny, people will be like, such a fan of Big John Studd or Andre the Giant or, you know, Roddy or, you know, Jake the Snake. And they would be like, what was he like? And I'm thinking to myself, I grew up in a dressing room. They were naked and sweaty and disgusting. I didn't see their work. I saw them getting ready and what they looked like afterwards. And it was not appealing at all. So by no means was anybody in that room that wrestled one of my heroes. My dad was my hero. But having been back there in the dressing room for the entirety of my lifetime, in fact, I didn't sit in the stands until I took some friends to a match when I was 24. So my entire life was spent inside of a dressing room and understanding that this was a business, you know. So I would tell you the details of it, like specific things that happened within the industry. He waited till I was in my early 20s and was old enough to ask certain questions about different things that happened in his career. And so, but I knew it was a business from the time I think I was able to walk.
Talking about Travis Orndorff, we'll talk about his social and where you can connect coming up next, Wrestling Observer Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley, back with Travis Orndorff, Paul Orndorff's son. Where can they connect with you and Mr. Wonderful?
So we have a few different sites, our X page, YouTube, which has, I think we just, and I might be wrong, but it's either 3 million or 5 million views. So we're just going to say it's a lot. Even though those views might be short, they're still there. And X and YouTube are at PAU1 Orndorff, O-R-N-D-O-R-F-F, or as Hogan, you say, Orndorff. And so our Instagram page is at Mr. Wonderful Official, and that's Mr. and the number Wonderful Official, O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L. And then on all of those sites, you can find my dad's link tree that takes you to, you know, all of his different sites. I have done a few podcasts about recovery and some different things that are available on YouTube that have been, you know, from my heart and basically based on the experiences I had throughout my life. You're going to see tons of hours of his wrestling. You're going to see individual family photos.
You know, Travis, I appreciate this. You know, 80s wrestling left a lot of broken families in its wake. And it's good to hear not only is Paul Orndorff a Wrestling Observer Hall of Famer, a WWE Hall of Famer, but also a Hall of Fame dad. Appreciate your stories, appreciate your time, and congratulations to you, your family, and your father, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. It's Jim Valley, it's Wrestling Observer Live. Hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. Thank you, Travis Orndorff, and we'll talk to you next week. It's Wrestling Observer Live.